Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got our good friend Cliff Inico back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's right. Cliffy's back. Cliff is an attorney. We love him anyway. He specializes in legal and tax issues for small businesses. He's the author of a number of books, including the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book, and also the eBay Business Answer Book, et cetera, et cetera. And he's here to talk to us about something, though, that's a little bit different from eBay, and that's intellectual property, right, Cliff?
You betcha.
So welcome back, Cliff. Thanks for being part of our day.
Hey, listen, it is always a pleasure, man. We always have a lot of fun.
So I was telling the audience about you joining us, and I was reminding them that there are a lot of people out there whose product is not a physical thing. Let's talk about that. Like me, I create intellectual property all the time. Now, right. Some people might say it's not very intellectual, but it's still like... It's still,
you took the words out of my mouth.
You know, it's still like, yeah, I'm not going to let you have that one. It's still legally intellectual property, though.
Well, here's the thing. You know, first of all, I work with a lot of creative types. I work with artists, I work with photographers, I work with writers and musicians and stuff. And the first thing I tell them is, you got to remember, this is a business.
Yep.
You know, this is not just a passionate thing where you sit in your garret and you create, you know, beautiful things that crop up in your head.
Mm-hmm.
This is a business. You know, if people are not paying you for artwork, you know, it's a hobby.
That's really all it is. Mm-hmm.
And when it is a business, you got to treat it like a business, just like anybody else. You know, Mozart, the composer, you know, well, we all know
right.
who he was. I mean, this guy, you know, he wrote some beautiful music. The guy was a genius. I am not knocking him one bit. But this guy never set pen to paper. We actually have a lot of his letters and stuff, so we know this. He didn't put pen to paper unless some rich noble guy gave him a few gold coins and said, hey, listen, I want a concerto for a bassoon this week.
Right.
You know, this is what it was. Now, of course, he infused each of those works with genius, but the bottom line is he was a business. He was a home-based entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
you know, long before it became fashionable.
Well, look at what Shakespeare did. Shakespeare wrote, he owned a theater.
Right.
I mean, he wrote plays to produce at a theater where people paid admission.
That's exactly right. So the first thing I tell people is, you know, this is a business. You got to treat it like a business. Now, the second thing, now going back to this whole concept of intellectual property, there's a lot of misunderstanding about this, and I want to clear the air on that. When you create an artwork, let's say that I'm a painter and I create this painting.
Mm-hmm.
I've really created two things. There is the physical painting, the canvas, the paint, the brush strokes, you know, my signature in the corner. The physical object is the first thing that I've created.
Mm-hmm.
But there is also a second intangible thing that I have created. Pretend in your mind like it's hovering over the
mm-hmm.
physical object. It is an image of the object. It looks exactly the same as the object.
Mm-hmm.
If I close my eyes, picture in your mind, close your eyes and picture in your mind the Mona Lisa. Or Edvard Munch's The Scream, you know,
right.
some famous painting. The physical painting is somewhere, the Mona Lisa, the physical painting is in the Louvre in Paris. It is not in your head.
Mm-hmm.
But the image, which is almost exactly the same, you know, a little bit different than the Mona Lisa, is what's sitting in your head. That
mm-hmm.
image, that intangible thing that,
mm-hmm.
that vanishes when you open your eyes, we call intellectual property.
Right.
That is the intellectual property. And those two things are separate, and they behave in different ways.
Hmm.
You can sell the physical painting. You go to an arts fair at your local church or something.
Right.
You sell the painting for $50 or whatever. The painting can be sold. You no longer have it. Somebody else has it. But the intellectual property to that painting still belongs to you. You don't sell. The person who buys the painting at the arts fair does not have... does not own rights to that image. They have no right to reproduce it. They have no right to copy it. And you got to take steps to make sure that people know that, so that you don't end up with a situation where someone else ends up owning your intellectual property. Like, you know, you and I were, you know, we're baby boomers. You remember the Beatles back in the 60s. You know, Brian Epstein, their manager, sold all the rights to their songs for like a couple of £1,000 or something
ridiculous.
Like that. Something ridiculous back then. You don't want to be in a position where that happens. So how do you go about protecting, you know, your works? Well, let's keep with the painting thing, because it's the easiest thing for people to visualize.
I want to come back to that in the next segment. But the thing that I've been trying to help small business owners understand for 15 years now is that they actually create intellectual property that needs to be protected. Every small business does. But most of them don't appreciate what they've done and the value not only of that property, but the importance of protecting it for themselves. And now, folks, you create 1,000 pieces of intellectual property in your career. Maybe only 2 of them have any real value. But if you're not protecting them, you're not protecting one. You're not protecting any of them. Cliff Inico is going to help us with this some more after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.